Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. That's a good analogy. And 17th day of April 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 41 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 47 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And we got a little bit more nasty weather. It looks like a couple of rain today, maybe a little rain mixed snow until tomorrow, and then it starts clearing back up and acting like it's spring. And I'm looking forward to it, believe me. All righty. Let's see what we're going to do here. Well, man, every once in a while we like to get a little bit philosophical on the broadcast. And so when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about life and death, and we'll do that as soon as we return from these words from Drockton, Bullion, and Coing.
We're going to talk about true wholesale pricing. So this is one of the largest online retail sellers of gold and silver. So notice we're looking at the 1 ounce American Eagle right here, priced as low as $1,876. We go a little lower, though, and we see that in order for you to get that price, you have to buy over 500 ounces of silver to get to $1,876. If you're only buying 1 to 20, you're going to be paying $1,976. And if you buy up to 100, you pay $1,946. If you buy up to 499, you pay $1,916. So the only way you're going to get $1,876 is if you are buying at least 500 ounces. So this is another competitor. I want to show you this. Again, one of the major sellers of gold and silver on the internet. Now, take a look at this. If you're going to buy 1 to 19 ounces, you're going to pay $1,977 per ounce, $1,977. And if you're going to pay or do 100, you're going to be paying $1,947. Now, let me show you what true wholesale pricing is going to do for you. So right here, do you see that number, $18.07 per ounce? That is what you're going to pay with the Drockton Bullion Wholesale Club. Not $19.77, not $18.87. You're going to pay $18.07 per ounce. That's cost. That's true cost. You need to take a look at this, because here's the thing. If you buy 20 ounces today, and you didn't do it through my wholesale club, you just overspent. Because you just spent $34 more than you had to. Time to save money, my friends. Come to DrocktonBullion.com. Let me show you what our wholesale pricing could do for you. This is
bringing you the word from the trenches. Please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. As all of you know, on this broadcast and in the trenches, we advocate for the Bill of Rights. We say that there is a war that has to be fought to return our basic liberties to us, which are outlined in that Bill of Rights, our common law, our right to prosecute our lives as free individuals. And that's what we call the Patriot Movement. But there are others out there, and we've just had to discuss this more times than we should have. We shouldn't have had to say this twice, because the facts stand as facts. But the bottom line is, there are people out there, they're patriots too. They tell you they're patriots, but what they teach comes directly right out of the Bible with their own interpretations of what should be and is law. And You have to go back to the beginning of this country, to those people who stood up in Lexington and Concord. What did they stand up for? What did they fight and die for? Well, that Bill of Rights is what they fought and died for. Now, were they religious men? Most of them were. Most of them were Christians to the max, man. But the bottom line is, they understood that for them to have their belief system and be able to believe as they chose to, and not have somebody force another belief onto them, that they, well, that Bill of Rights was the only way to go. But these very same people to this day reject that Bill of Rights because of the first article. The first article states, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of a religion. That means there is no state religion. Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. That means there is no prohibition to believe whatever you want to believe. It doesn't say Christian. It doesn't say Muslim. It doesn't say Buddhism. It doesn't say anything. It says, or prohibit the free exercise thereof. Now, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion as a belief. Let's just break this down. The establishment of a belief, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, of belief. We are in a hell of a situation here, people. We can look around us day after day. We come up here and we outline it, man. The total destruction of our country, and more importantly, our freedoms and liberties, have been removed. The procedural due process, as we've come to tie it down to a single issue, that's what has to be removed. That's the guts of the Bill of Rights. That's the guts of freedom and liberty. You can't take what is mine without just cause. There has to be a reason, and it has to be a real reason that 12 people will agree with. It is my right to have my beliefs, my possessions, everything about me that belongs to me is mine. But these people, they reject it. They reject that. If they could take that first clause out of there and say this is a religious state, and freedom of speech cannot be abridged, or our press, and just go on through the rest of it, it would be just fine with them. Fanatics. But what they don't understand, or what they refuse to cop to, is that it is that first article that gives them their right to believe what they want to believe. I've said it many times. You know, they're out there, and it's like they're running a counter cause, in a parallel to what we're doing here. They've been doing this a whole long time. I mean, they were there when I came into this. Make no mistake about it. When I went to find the militias to enforce my rights, I found Christians wanting to enforce the Bible on me and everybody else around them. Reject me when I said, you know, no, this is about the law. This fight is inevitable. We're right in the middle of it, whether we realize it or not. And what comes out the other end is what I've said it many times, but, you know, there's no reaching these people. There's no coming to an accord with them. I do believe in my soul that it is their plan. I mean, I think they've planned this for a long, long time. That once the people have been oppressed enough until they will stand up and fight at the end of it, because the idea was they really didn't know what they were fighting for. The people just become so oppressed that they will have to rise up to throw off this goddamn devilish. This was created. The first infringements on the Bill of Rights came directly out of the church's people. I mean, that's not me. That's history. That's what happened. And once the door was opened to infringe upon the absolute, well, the next thing, it's like we say, you know, all the time, if you have one exception, there has to be two, and then three, and then four, and then 10 million, like we're living with today. But you cannot reach these people. In the end, they intend, I mean, they think that they're actually driven by God to do this. I mean, to make the earth gods. I mean, we've shown you, they're in their own words. I mean, to starve the earth, I mean, kill everybody on the earth who won't accept that this is Jesus's planet and that they're Jesus's personal representatives on this planet, and they're going to interpret the Bible and tell us how we're going to live. Now, you know, I've talked many times about the power of faith in a fight. You know, how the person who, you know, has no fear of death, I mean, what the hell, you kill me, I'm going into into heaven, I'm going to be in this wonderful place, as soon as I'm going to close. Well, my dad used to tell us when we were kids, you know, when he'd talk about it, he'd go, when you die, it goes blank, and it's just like a second, you woke up, might be 100 years, but you just woke up, and that's how it's going to be. That's what, I mean, this has been preached through millennium. But the bottom line here is, okay, so then if you're coming into a fight and you really have no, like there's no consequence, are you going to be as careful? Are you going to do as good a job? I mean, there's a give and take with every thought you can put out there. Now, what, you know, a fertile male human ejaculates between 2 and 5 million of semen, 2 and 5 milliliters of semen on an average of about a teaspoon. In each milliliter, there are normally about 100 million sperm. Women are born with approximately 2 million eggs in their ovaries, but about 11,000 of them die every month before up to puberty. So you know what the each one of us now, realize this, each one of us is individual. There's no two of us exactly alike. That's why they can do a retina scan. That's why fingerprints can identify a person, because there are no two of us alike. Each one of us is a unique life in this universe, because we haven't found conclusive. I mean, I know ancient alien theorists believe, but we haven't found. Nobody has shown a living alien to come up and say, yeah, there's other life here. But even if there was, would that be all the same? It's just one same person, a thousand carbon copies like they would like to have here? Or is each one of them an individual life in this universe? So if you break it down to that, 7 billion people on this planet don't seem like a whole lot in a universe, an endless universe. Not to mention each one of us is unique and individual. There's no another one like us in the whole universe. So each life is that special. Now, what about the person who, I mean, I've talked a lot about my buddy Bill Petter, and when he was facing death, man, he had the cancer and it was killing him. He knew he was going to die. And they tried to get him to go to the church. His wife was deep in the church, man. She was one of the deacons in the damn church. And they did everything in the world to pull that man into the church, but he just wasn't a believer, man. He just was not. One of the best people I've ever known in my life, helped other people. I mean, he worked on the trains, and he didn't give to charities. He gave to people. He'd get off the train and see like a family in the streets or something. He'd walk up and hand them money. He did it all the time. He was a good human being. But he didn't believe. He just did not believe it. He told, one of the last things he said to me is, goes, I didn't know nothing before I was born. I won't know nothing after I'm dead. And that was his right to believe that. Like I said, he was a good man. He helped a lot of people. So what about, you know, you talk about the courage of the Christian warrior. They're going to, you know, like, going to just go out and just fearless and go in and attack. What about the courage of the man who doesn't believe there is no goodies thereafter, that stands up, throws his ass on the line and says, I'll die or I'll live here in this spot, but I will not be a goddamn slave to nobody. What about his courage? The courage of the man who isn't good. If he dies, he's not looking at a reward in the hereafter. All he's got is what he leaves behind for the other souls that he loved, his family and stuff, things he'll never see. What about his courage? You think that it's a match or maybe a little more? This morning on the Micro Effect, I mean, I was in the chat room there, and I turned it off because, you know, it was the same thing, this person coming up blabbing some bullshit about some asshole who was, I mean, he was one of Spike's blood enemies. He's the only real enemy I even knew that Spike had. But, I mean, here he is. But the thing is, this guy here, he is a total asshole. You know, he doesn't know the frickin' law. He's never learned the Bill of Rights. He's never learned the common law. He's never done anything that would be a positive effect on this movement. He's just, well, he lives by the Bible, and that's all that matters now. He got himself in some trouble. Well, he's one of the Bible thumpers, and, man, the people who claim to be patriots, they jump to his defense. They jump to his defense when he has been nothing but offensive to the other people. So I just said, I'm shutting the broadcast off. And the response was it to attack Spike, because Spike was, you know, Spike was the person that called this son of a bitch out in the first place. But this pushes my point that I've always tried to make here, that in the end it won't matter if you were the person who stood and fought and you killed the enemy and saw it to the victory. They'll shoot you right in the fucking back and say, well, you were a demon working for the devil, and we put you down. Now we got it. It's ours. Don't trust these goddamn people. Don't do it. Never trust them. Keep that Bill of Rights in your soul and do not stop fighting until it is the law of this land once again. Or they'll just do it to you again. That's what pisses me off, I think, more than anything. They had control. The churches were powerful in the early stages of this country, but they were not concerned with just with the souls of man in the next world. They got to looking at the what's here in this world. They found mammon. And they sacrificed the sovereignty of their churches for a goddamn tax form so that they could profit off of people's fears. Plain and simple. And they did it. And right now they're down on the border aiding an invasion into your country. These people, they destroyed your Bill of Rights to the point that communists could walk into your goddamn country and take over. And now that the communists are taking over and they realize the communists are going to take their shit too. Oh, now we have a problem. Now we have a problem, man. All of us need to get out there and do our dying so that we can put them back in control. That's what they want. That's all they've ever wanted was control. Come up and talk about power. Who wants the power here? Who had the power? And who wants the power back? And for what reason? Well, so that you can have an advantage. You can say, well, I read in the book and it says that I'm blessed because I'm a believer and you're not, so I should have and you should not. You should be punished. Your life should be that goddamn punishment on this earth. Not fallen for it. And those who will not be loyal to those who were loyal to them, I have no respect for. They will embrace. Like I said, I don't care if you're the ones that won the battle. If it's somebody who has betrayed you, they will embrace them because they have a kindred spirit in that Bible. He believes in the Bible. I don't give a shit how honest you are or what you've done. He believes in the Bible. He's a low-down son of a bitch. He's violated every precept in the Bible. But he believes, and that's all that matters. You don't. I mean, this is how stupid this shit is, people. To get this country back, man, all we have to do is do what they are. I mean, this isn't rocket science. What did the first generation who freed themselves do? They instituted a Bill of Rights that said they are free, that they can do anything they want to, believe anything they want to, so long as they are not bothering another person with it. Or violating another's rights. But that wasn't good enough. Because you shall believe as I believe because I'm so much fucking smarter than you. I read this book and my superior brain brought this stuff out of it and brought it forth and said that this is the way it should be because I, in my individual capacity, like I said, each one of us is absolutely different. And the greatest offense is to force one's will on another. In the privacy of their life, because it is an individual experience. And that's really the gall, just the unmitigated gall of people. I read this and I just see things you don't see. Really? You special son of a bitch? Really? Thanks for sharing that with me. I don't really give a shit what you see. I see what I see. I'm a different being than you. And I have the right to be a different being than you.
Just gotta show him the tip of your gun, Henry. That's how you solve that problem.
Do what's that, brother?
All you gotta do is show him the tip of your gun. And that'll solve that problem real quick.
Well, it's not like that, Mark. You know, when I talk about life, dude, I mean, you know how precious, because I do look at life like this, like reading this bullshit about, you know, the 100 million sperm and the 2 million eggs. You know, it is a goddamn, you won the lottery getting here. You realize that, don't you? That one sperm ion, that one egg with different DNAs in them. It could have been a different a sperm ion or a different egg, and it would have never been you. Life is so precious. I mean, it's the people who I think that don't realize just how precious life is that so nonchalantly flaunt death. The sickest thing a person could want, and a being could want, is to kill another person. And when you are pushed to the point of being made miserable, I mean, just taunted and you know, just to the point we are today. where your life is a misery. You can't just live it like you want and experience this miracle that you were, you get like, man, if you're real lucky, you get 70, 80 years, real lucky, and you do, and somebody's going to mess with that experience because they read a book and they think they know better than you do. That is the ultimate insult. And it is the ultimate insult to life itself. Man, I'll grant you that you are not like me. You cannot be. Because, I mean, physics and science says you cannot be like me. There's no two of us alike. No two sets of thumbprints alike. No two eye retinas alike. No two sets of DNA alike. We are all different. And by God, we have the right to be different. You do not have the right to say, I can read. Shit, the written language hasn't been around that long. But somebody got to where they could read, and then somebody wrote something down, and somebody read it, and you're looking over at me. Oh, I got the superior brain here. I figured this out. Horse shit. God spoke to me. Well, he didn't speak to me. So I want, if it's all the same to you, I think I'll just live my life like I want to live it. And like I said, how much braver the man who thinks there's, man, when it's over, it's over. But I'm not going to leave this shit behind if it costs me that precious time. I mean, how precious is that 70 years? When it's never going to happen again. You're never going to be you here again, ever. One time.
Billionaires don't see it that way, Henry. I mean, you're just going to take, a hollow point to the head. Just, they don't look at it that way.
Oh, I hear you. No, people, I mean, they will delude themselves. I mean, I don't know. I cannot say. I can't say there's no heaven. I can't say there's no hell. I can't say I ain't been there. But you know what? Neither have you. You're going by something written down in a book by a Jew 4,000 years ago or whatever. It's not your right to put your interpretations on me, man. It just ain't. My life's mine. This miracle that put me here is mine. I get it, experience. I mean, you think about it, guys. When you really feel good, you know, like a day you might be maybe you're at the beach just listening to the goddamn waves come in, and you're sitting back and just a good feeling experience in life. And somebody thinks that they have some kind of right to come over and tell you how you should think and how you should feel about things. Another person who is not you. They are not freaking you. They are not. They are them. They are unique as you are. But goddamn, you talk about the arrogancy. It's baffling. It truly is, people. Anyways, let's get into some news. Jews, here we go. Here's some people who think that it's all for them. They're special. They've been here forever. They'll be here forever. You've been a slave forever. You'll be a slave forever. Here's some of this shit, people. But you know, the Christians will denounce and jump all over this and denounce the hell out of it, which is rightfully so. But then turn around and do the same shit. It blows me away. Jews force 11,000 pro-Israel changes to U.S. school textbooks. This is from the New Observer. It was sent in by Galen for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. The Jewish lobby in America has forced, here we are people, forced through more than 11,000 changes to U.S. school textbooks issued by National Geographic, Hall, Five Ponds, Press, Houghton, that's what it looks like. Houghton, I guess it is. Miffin, Harcourt, and McGraw-Hill over the past several years, it has emerged. According to a press release issued by the Institute for Research, Middle Eastern Policy, and posted at the Israeli Lobby Archives, the latest changes were revealed in a set of changes demanded by the Jews in textbooks by teaching guides used in the Commonwealth of Virginia. Requested changes include, now this is their interpretations. You're gonna live by these other people's thoughts. These other individuals are gonna tell you this is where this all comes together, people. It's wrong when the Jews do it. You goddamn right it is. It's wrong when anybody does it to another person. What the hell makes you think that we're all different, but you're the special one, right? You're the one that was here to interpret everything for everybody, all these individuals, and tell them what they need to do and how to experience their time here on this earth. deletions of references to Israel occupying territories captured during the 1967 Six-Day War, and substituting controlled. International conventions clearly outline the responsibility of occupying powers and the illegality of collective punishment and population transfers. So, you know, the great offense, and it is, people, make no mistake about it, they have infiltrated our government, and that this is the reason your frickin' Bill of Rights is gone. But here, what are they doing? They're telling you, this is our book, it says we're the special ones, and there's no two of us alike either. But we're the special ones, and we decide what the reality is for you, and how you should live, and how you should sacrifice to us. Tell me what the difference is. Somebody, please. Changes to maps to recognize Israel's declared annexation of East Jerusalem and the Golan Heights. The U.S. and most other countries do not officially recognize Israeli annexation of either territory. And this is pushing a theology, people. I mean, the whole occupation of Palestine comes down to theology. Now, we were here 1,000 years ago or 2,000 years ago or whatever in the hell they're claiming. So it's ours. Goddamn, I guess each and every one of us as individuals has got to find out where follow our genealogy line back 2,000 or 3,000, 5,000 years and see where we fucking belong, where we're supposed to be, huh? Is that the notion here? It's just like in this country, you know, the Mexicans coming back up here. Well, this is ours. It would have been, or somebody else's. How do you know what was even here? You know, it's been proven that when civilizations crumble, they find older and older ones all the time. And I mean, it's like the Scopes Monkey Trial back in the day, the preacher coming up and, I mean, testifying on the stand, the world is 4,000 years old. Oh, no, it ain't. But again, this is where, here was religion that was so deeply already rooted into our society that there were people out there, I mean, that preacher, I read this book, I've been reading this book all my life, and I know what you need to do. And I will make laws to make sure you do it. That, and you know what, I've read the Bible. The Bible don't talk about making nobody do shit. It talks about freely choosing something. It's a free choice. Or else it's coerced, and you don't mean it. Isn't that way how it goes? But this idea you're going to, the earth belongs to my God, and you're going to accept my God as the owner of this earth and owner of you, and you're going to do what I dictate from my interpretations from this book, or else. It'll never fly. It's never flown. I mean, it's people. And to the people that, you know, the good Christians who truly believe, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Leave people alone. If somebody asks you something, tell them to the best of your knowledge. If somebody wants some help getting somewhere, help them. But they get to choose. You don't get to coerce them. You don't get to force the issue. That first article is what allows you to sit there and believe it for yourself. But that's not enough for them. That they're so insecure. That must be a complete insecurity in their beliefs, because the ultimate protection for Christianity in this country is that Bill of Rights. And I think everybody here knows that. But they would have it removed because it doesn't give them exclusive control, people.
The Bill of Rights was written one time. The Bible was written 13 times.
Exactly. You know, like I say, I don't want to get down on people here, man. I mean, like people like Katie and goddamn number one, you know, Stephen, and they're good people. They're my friends. I got a lot of friends that are Christians. Man, bless them. Believe what you want to. If it makes you feel good, if it enhances your experience here, and that's what you want to do, man, I'm for you. I'll die for your right to believe what you want to believe. But to those people out there that would kill me for not believing what they want me to believe, I'm right. No, and you know what? It shows, because they are the weakest, most spineless, shit-eating dogs out there. I mean, they shine when it comes to being inept. But here they are, you know, just that self-righteousness. It just galls me. We're down at the bottom of the hour. We'll be right back. We're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
We're going to talk about true wholesale pricing. So this is one of the largest online retail sellers of gold and silver. So notice we're looking at the 1 ounce American Eagle right here. priced as low as 1876. We go a little lower, though, and we see that in order for you to get that price, you have to buy over 500 ounces of silver to get to 1876. If you're only buying 1 to 20, you're going to be paying 1976. And if you buy up to 100, you pay 1946. If you buy up to 499, you pay 1916. So the only way you're going to get 1876 is if you are buying at least 500 ounces. So this is another competitor. I want to show you this. Again, one of the major sellers of gold and silver on the internet. Now take a look at this. If you're going to buy 1 to 19 ounces, you're going to pay $19.77 per ounce, $19.77. And if you're going to pay or do 100, you're going to be paying $19.47. Now let me show you what true wholesale pricing is going to do for you. So right here, do you see that number, $18.07 per ounce? That is what you're going to pay with the Drogden Bullion Wholesale Club. Not 1977, not 1887, you're going to pay $18.07 per ounce. That's cost. That's true cost. You need to take a look at this, because here's the thing. If you buy 20 ounces today and you didn't do it through my wholesale club, you just overspent, because you just spent $34 more than you had to. Time to save money, my friends. Come to DrogdenBullion.com. Let me show you what our wholesale price thing could do for you. This is...
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific Time, and that was Blackberry Smoke with Payback's a Bitch, and it is. You know, I was thinking during the break, you know, there's been a few times in my life when nobody will argue this with me anymore. They just won't do it. But there's been a couple of people who thought, man, I just know this so well, I'll come. I tell them, I don't want to argue this with you. There's no argument. I don't want to argue with you. And insistence upon insistence, so we argued. And at the end of each one of these arguments, it was always the same. They would turn around at me, I mean, with just goddamn hate in their eyes, and say, it's faith. I said, yeah, I know it's faith. It's your faith. And like I said earlier, there's no two of us alike. How dare you think to presume to, you know, put your faith or your, whatever you believe onto me? It blows me away, the arrogance. It really does. We were talking about the 11,000 pro-Israeli changes to U.S. schools. And we're down here to changes to maps to recognize Israel's declared annexation of East Jerusalem and Golan Heights. The U.S. and most other countries do not recognize. The world doesn't. It was a violation of international law. But, I mean, when we keep going through this article, you're going to see how it comes right down to, well, it's what our book says, and it's what we interpret. It belongs to us. You should die. Substitution of references to occupied territories to captured areas. Oh, the wordplay. Substitution of references to Jewish settlers and settlements with building of homes and communities. Deletion of a lesson reviewing a video documentary by an Iranian-American religious studies scholar, author, producer, and television host Reza Aslan. Deletion of an activity based on reading the biography and work of a Palestinian legislator, Hanan Asrari. The bottom line here is, if you only hear one thing, I guess there's no argument. I guess you're right. If you're the only one who can speak, your words must codify the truth, right? See, substitution of an editorial cartoon titled The Mideast Peace Game Rules with a cartoon of an Arab suicide terrorist holding a roadmap to peace game hostage. California-based Institute for Curriculum Services, ICS, proposed changes were submitted to the Virginia Department of Education on February 28th on behalf of the Jewish Community Federation. Remember, these people are one-fourth. Of the population, a quarter, not even a quarter, no, they're 1.4%, I'm sorry. 1.4% of the population, yet they're going to dictate what you believe. Plain and simple. Jewish Community Federation of Richmond, the Jewish Community Relations Council of Greater Washington, the Jewish Community Relations Committee of Richmond, and the JCRC of Tidewater. In a January webcast on YouTube, ICS Chief Elisa Kramer, Elias, claimed that working behind the scenes through state advocacy organizations, ICS had successfully made more than 11,000 changes to U.S. textbooks. Publishers of the textbooks targeted the changes, including National Geographic, Penitence Hall. We've went through these. Common themes in ICS requests to make changes to Virginia textbooks: qualify claims of Islam as expressing Muslim religious belief, while referencing those of Judaism as God's covenant. So you see what I'm... where we're going here. Replace Christian versions of key texts such as the Ten Commandments with Judaic versions. And they had one of these Judaic versions come out. I mean, I watched just a part of it. I was flicking through the channels and I seen it. I'd heard it was coming up. And when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the Ten Commandments, there was no golden cow. He never broke anything. The Jews hadn't done nothing. There was no golden cow, people. It would have been completely removed. But the point I'm trying to make here is, what would it be if the Christians, why couldn't they do the same thing? You know, I don't know. The creation theory, you know, we went over the spermies and the eggs and all this other stuff earlier. I don't know. I really don't know. I like to look at everything. I like to read as much about everything as I can. But on that, I can never make a this is what it is, because I can't show it. I can't show it in fact. So it's all speculation, and one person's speculation is another person's dismissal from reality is, I guess, what it comes down to. But, I mean, what about, geez, man, the Earth's flat. I mean, for so long, I mean, there were people persecuted for saying the Earth was round. Where do you draw the lines, I guess, is the question.
You got to have homeschool, Henry. There's too many ifs, ands, or buts.
Well, even at homeschooling, man. I mean, I'm talking about people out there. You know, there's a lot of, there's 7 billion people on this planet. But when we're interacting with one another, I mean, it's just that individual thing. The fact that we are all individual beings, there's not another one like us on this earth or in this universe. And for one, exchanging ideas, man, that's how we learn. That's a natural fact. And we try things out. And I think this could be, so I'm going to try it this way and try it the other way. And a lot of times some good things can come out of it. But every discovery we've made since the dawn of, I guess, realization of people, you know, starting to create things, everything created has been turned to killing instead of, you know, making life better. The whole thought process, the creativity, I mean, everything we've created, to turn around and use it to kill. That's what I see. I don't know, people.
I don't want my kid sitting in a school next to some kid with a skull cap. Reading out of a Jewish textbook. The hell with that. I mean, I don't, you know, that I don't want that. That's that public school's gone too far. They're, you know, prayer rugs, skull caps. I just forgot. You gotta just teach your kid yourself what you think, what you believe is right, and the hell with it.
I taught my children to learn and make their, I mean, decide for yourself. I'm not trying to push anything on anybody. You know, the best school used to be, when you went through like grammar school and then middle school and then high school, it was to teach you how to learn. That was the basic idea. And then you knew how to find out things, how to make your own conclusions or how to draw your own conclusions. And then if you wanted to know about something, you went to a library and you found out, you got all the information on that and you read it. And then maybe you went and experimented and looked in other places to find other things to come up with your own conclusions. But when you just flat shut it down to one book, this is what it is, this is what it's always been, this is what it'll always be. Well, it ain't really been so good under that book. At least in my life, it ain't. I know that, you know, that this country has seen good times. But, I mean, in my life, my experience, I was born in 1961, and my life's experience, man, it's just been pretty shitty. I gotta say it. I can see in a thousand ways, because I have read and expanded my mind, and I see what could have been, how it should have been. If people would just leave one another alone, and the parasiting thing, you know, and the mammon put into the mix to, you know, sway people's minds this way or that way. It's just the, you know, the parasiting. I mean, this is a bountiful earth. There's plenty. If you want to go out and get, you know, have your food, you do the work for you and, you know, and your family and you know, get what you need to survive and, you know, to live. But that's not enough. I mean, it's these people that want somebody else to work for them. They want a whole bunch of somebody else's to work for them.
Yeah, I understand. It's just that, I don't know, there's so many people now in the world, and we got these public schools that are jam-packed, 30, 40 kids in a classroom, they're busing kids 50 miles to school, and inside that bus there's bullies, there's Jews, there's Muslims, there's pieces of shit, and, you know, I don't want my kid doing all that. I want them at home, I'll teach them.
Oh, I hear you, and I couldn't agree with you more on homeschooling, brother. It's just what you said there. There's 7 billion people, and what we're losing in the whole mix is that individuality, the fact that each one of us is absolutely different from the other. And that's what they want. Because at the top, see, they realize this. And they've sent there and they just, what would, I mean, once you get the desires, the physical desires that you want, I mean, there's people out there that can buy a country. Anything they can think of, they can have. And once they reach that point to where nothing excites them, I guess, that's when they want to control other people. I want a bunch of slaves. I mean, you know, you go back to the war between the states, the war of northern aggression, and my family was there. We didn't own anybody. Never had I never understood somebody who wanted to own somebody else. But I guess you'd have to feel like you were just goddamn better than somebody else. I should be a king. I mean, the kings and queens of the old Europe. You know, the crown heads of Europe. And how did they always go about that? God ordained it. And then you had the poor peasant down there, the people who were doing all the work and have them being parasited off of for all intents and purposes. And then you got the guy at the top who has the Pope there with him, looking down at the goddamn guy slaving out in the field and goes, this is the way God wanted it for you. It has to be. You believe in God, right? And God, you wouldn't be there. You know, this whole idea, you wouldn't be there if God didn't put you there. And that's what God wanted for you. So God wanted me to be have a miserable ass time and be a goddamn slave to some arrogant asshole who thinks he can enact prima nocta and screw the wife of every new married man in Scotland, the sick shit that we've dealt with all these goddamn years. And you know, the churches and the power they held in the old days, guys, people don't realize. I mean, you had kings that were rich in material wealth, gold and silver. But the churches took it all because them dumbasses, I mean, the kings, they believed it too. I mean, it all had to be centered around that or they couldn't be king. And then all the souls of all the people that they had gotten killed in wars and stuff, all the money went to the goddamn churches for them to pray for their souls so they could still get into heaven after all the goddamn devilment they had done. That's how it worked until we got here and people just said, no more of this shit. We're going to be free people. If I'll succeed or fail on my own as an individual, but I will be left alone to do it. You won't make the decisions for me, and then I fail, and then it's my fault. Oh no, but you're going to pay the church to pray for your soul because you ruined my freaking life. But my life's gone, and we talked about what a miracle that life of even being here was. It's crazy, people. It's beyond crazy. Military style training ban. Go ahead, dude.
I'll just say one more thing, and I'll leave. Get out of your hair, Henry. I'm just getting real tired about reading about these poor young kids that, you know, the mother comes home and finds her kid hanging from a rope from the ceiling because, you know, they got bullied at school. That kind of shit really pisses me off. You know, I started reading crap like that.
I hear you, Mark, but how weak have we made our children? How weak have we made ourselves till we go hang ourselves over a little bullying instead of fighting the fucking bully? You know, it's this goddamn, this is what they have done. They have bred weakness into us. It's like this, you know,
It's just like it goes on every day after day after day. The poor kid, you know, never gets a break. You know, he gets bullied on the bus. He rides 40 miles one way, gets bullied the whole way. Goes 40 miles back, gets bullied the whole way, and then he gets bullied the whole time he's in school. I mean, you know, it's just bullshit.
I don't know, Mark. You should see where I grew up. I was one of the few white kids in this goddamn town when I was growing up. And every day, man, I mean, I was bullied until I got old enough to fight. I was beaten on every day. But I went in seventh grade, they put in a weight machine over to school, and I started lifting weights, and I started fighting, and I fought my way out of it. Because that's what I had to do. Because I wasn't made weak. The thing is, we can bring this full circle, you know, that when we started this out, we were talking about the thing with Spike, this fellow that was crossed with Spike. You know, the thing is, you know, they're talking about two of his children turning against him and his own mother. And two of his own children turned against him, okay? You know what? I have four sons. I never raised a hand to any of my children. Never. Not one time. And not to guarantee you that my sons would never turn against me. But you can't. But the thing is, you won't look and see what maybe something that you did. Maybe you did something wrong. I mean, it has to be that it was inherent evil. See, this gives them their out. It was inherent evil that caused it to happen. I say that, you know, I see this all the time. It's like this kid in Florida, you know, ends up, if rather what happened, I mean, if somebody ends up doing a shooting or whatever, they end up killing people, whatever. You got to look back, and I look at these kids, and I wonder what their experience was from the time that they were born. What made them that way? And people say, well, they're just evil. That's it. They're just evil because there's evil in there, and the devil had them. No, I think that maybe that somebody, you know, incompetent raised them. Somebody incompetent put the ideas in their mind. Somebody incompetent, you know, mistreated them to the point, in maybe ways that nobody will ever know about. I know in my experience, like I said, all I can do is speak for myself and raising four sons. I mean, there was never, I mean, it was always cool between us, man. I was always honest with them. And I, you know, I always encouraged something that they were interested in. Man, I'll tell you what, I was interested in it right away. I was going, we're getting books. Yeah, you want to build that? Hell yeah, we'll build it. We're going to do it. And I mean, and look what you did, son. And man, my kids turned out good. And it wasn't goddamn procedure from a book or anything. It was just interacting with them as people. It's a strange thing.
But a lot of kids don't have a dad. You know,
but that's what I'm saying. It's been generationally, they've generationally bred us into shit. And it's, and it all starts with somebody having a better idea how you should do things instead of you being right there interacting with the person, because, you know, they're going to tell you how to raise your kid, right? Because that's how they raise their kid. But then again, we go back to that, the 100 million spermi and the eggs. There are no two of us alike. My kid is not your kid. So when I apply your shit, it could turn my kid bad because I don't understand what I'm doing. I'm just doing what you told me to do. And look, my kid turned out shit. I guess I can blame it on you. No, I blame it on me. You interact with people as persons, as an individual. Each one of my sons is completely different from the other. Each one of them had different needs, different wants, different ideas. And I went with each one of them as an individual. And when they came together on things, man, that was even greater. But it's not rocket science. We pulled it off for, I mean, we're here from first man. We're here. We got here somehow. But it is this idea of somebody knowing better what's for the other person. I mean, it's somebody's mom raised him. My great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother was raised by her great-great-great-great-great-great-grandmother. And so on and so on and so forth. And we made it here, and man, a lot of decent people along the way did a lot of decent things, did a lot of kindnesses to their fellow man, treated people right. And man, that's where the lesson of the Bible should, I mean, that, I mean, the do unto others as you would have them do unto you. What is that? Help the poor. Don't make people poor. Help poor people. Don't get a church to see how much money you can pile up and how big a castle you can build. See how many people you can bring together to help other people. I thought that was the idea of what a church was supposed to be. It's not a building. It's a covenant of people coming together. I'll help that guy over there, man. I'm going to help him. Why? Well, just because he needs help. Well, there's no money in it for you. Yeah, I know. I know I ain't got a lot, but I got a goddamn conscience. I know that I'm not a piece of shit. At any rate, people, I cannot tell everybody what to think, and nobody can tell me what to think. We each have to figure it out on our own. Otherwise, we're just following each other around into a goddamn circle, and then we end up where we're at today. This is why we're here, isn't it? Because we let somebody else do our thinking for us, called a government. We let our Bill of Rights just be whittled away right in front of our eyes because the government said, it's legal, it's constitutional, when we know goddamn well it isn't. We can read and interpret and look and say, no, you can't. You're violating this procedural due process right here. You just can't do that. Well, yeah, I wrote it down here that it's legal. Well, you can't write it down there. You don't have the authority. And that's the end of the fucking argument right there till the guns go off. Really? That's it. It's that simple. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, you know, give us some deep thought. Think about who you are as an individual. And that is The Word from the Trenches.